3. Listen and understand. 1.
Welcome back to our program, Collector's Corner. Our next guest is Yuko. Hi, Yuko.
Hi.
Now, you collect phone cards, right?
That's right. I've been collecting them for about 5 years now.
Really? And how many do you have?
So far, I've got over 2,000, and I especially like collecting ones with animal pictures.
Uh-huh, I see. And how much do you think your cards are worth now?
Well, some of them are worth over $50 each.
That's amazing!
Yes, I belong to a club and sometimes we exchange cards. I also buy them from club members or on the internet.
Sounds like you really enjoy it.
2.
And next on the program is Jacob, who collects autographed photos of movie stars. Wow, Jacob, these are great.
Yes, I only brought in some of them, actually.
Really? And how long have you been collecting, Jacob?
About 3 years, I guess. My first one was a photo of Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what got me started. Now I have over 50.
And where do you get them from?
Usually I get them through fan clubs. Sometimes they are quite cheap. But for the really famous stars, you have to pay a lot. $200 or more. Right now, I'm trying to get photos of Julia Roberts and Jackie Chan.
3.
Our last collector this morning is Virginia. Hi, Virginia. What do you collect?
Well, I collect anything to do with the Beatles, like old records, posters, photographs. Anything, really.
Interesting. And how did you get started?
I started my collection after I visited England last summer.
Uh-huh. And where do you get most of your things?
Well, the best place to find things is in ads and fan magazines. There are also some good catalogs where you can order them.
I guess you're a big Beatles fan then.
Well, of course. I love the Beatles' music. And I'm sure some of the things in my collection will be worth a lot in the future. For example, one of my records cost me $40, but it's worth twice that now.
Really? And what do you think the cost of...